This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines down to the bottom line. 2024. We're already almost at the end of the first quarter of the year. We hope everyone and businesses alike have had a good start to the year. And as we move ahead with this year, now, how exactly are small and medium-sized businesses, quote-unquote, feeling about the economy? Malaysian SMEs are entering 2024 with a mix of optimism and caution, and a recent report by Employment Hero found that an impressive 79% of SMEs are confident about their own growth prospects despite concerns about rising cost and inflation. This sentiment reflects a sense of resilience after challenging years, with many businesses looking forward to new opportunities. To gain a deeper understanding of these trends, we're going to delve into the findings of the 2024 SME Sentiments Report by Employment Hero with Kevin Fitzgerald. He's the Managing Director for Asia at Employment Hero. The report explores the key challenges and opportunities facing Malaysian SMEs, providing valuable insights for business leaders navigating the year ahead. And if you have any thoughts, you can get us on our U-Mobile WhatsApp number. It's at 018-789-8899. Or you can get us on X. We are at BFM Radio. Kevin Fitzgerald, Managing Director for Asia at Employment Hero. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate being introduced that way. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We're getting through the week and looking forward to a long weekend.
Long weekend indeed, my friend Kevin. It's Friday. We'll be with us before we even know it, hopefully. Now, let's just look at this report then. So based on the sentiment report, what would you say are the main drivers behind this high level of optimism, particularly amongst Malaysian SME leaders, about their growth prospects in, you know, this quote-unquote digital era?
Yeah, it's something you mentioned at the start, like, is really important, is how are they feeling? So we wanted to survey SMEs and check in, you know, like, and say, well, how are you guys feeling about the rest of the year? And there's probably some surprises in there in terms of positivity and quite a high level of people excited about the year ahead and positive about the year ahead. And you mentioned at the start, like, they have come through some, you know, pretty tough challenges, and that builds resilience, and SMEs are known for the resilience. But I think looking ahead, you know, for the rest of 2024, they're seeing opportunity with digitization, AI and automation. And in some ways, I truly believe that that's become a big part of our lives, whether it's something that you're involved in or personally, you know, the systems that you use or your phone or just general news, like, it's everywhere. And we have seen, you know, a pretty high proportion actually be quite excited about the potential of digitization. And for a long time, digitization and the best tools that were available in the market were generally kept for MNCs or large enterprises. And effectively, what a lot of businesses like ourselves are doing is bringing enterprise-grade software to SMEs for the right price and the right value, and really building our SMEs. So I think the knowledge collection around AI and digitization has been really powerful by Malaysian SMEs, and they're now excited by the opportunity.
I mean, that's what I was going to ask. You know, this idea of the perception of AI and tech within SMEs. For a while, there was a sentiment of worry, but now it seems to be they're almost, you know, embracing it.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that's the right way to play it. Like, if you're unsure or uncertain about something, you have to apply a pretty high degree of, I guess, risk, or like, in really intently figuring out what it means for your business, because SMEs can't take a lot of risk. You know, like, in a lot of cases, they are the breadwinners and support for the family unit. So they tend to step carefully when they're making changes. We understand that. So I think as they've leaned in more, and maybe they're seeing peers and hearing from staff as well about digitization, because even myself working in a tech company, I still hear about ideas and things that we could implement from the teams, because they're a generation like after me.
Say it, you know, Kevin, and, say and, it. It's okay. Yes.
They're more immersed in the new age technology.
Right,
can
right.
I say that?
Yes.
And a typical SME is hiring younger generation, and they're probably coming in and saying, hey, have you ever seen this piece of technology? Or in my last employer, we used A, B, or C. So it kind of feels like from every angle, an SME is being softly educated around the options. And we saw, like, recently, you know, Minister Stephen Sim has reached his 100 days, and digitization via, like, HRD and training and education is really a big initiative in Malaysia this year and ongoing. And that will also spark an SME's interest to say, well, how do I do this? How can I get help? And what's on offer from technology providers like ourselves?
Now, can you share some examples of Malaysian SMEs that have successfully implemented digital transformation strategies and seen it have a positive impact on their business?
Yeah, we've now been operating in the Malaysian market for just over 2 years. We serve thousands of SMEs across Malaysia, and one that we did want to talk about today is Artisan Roastery.
A brilliant
cafe in KL, and probably one of the busiest. They started in 2010, and really for fast growth businesses that have high volume interaction with customers and also a lot of staff that work on shift basis, it's quite a headache to actually manage all of that, and then not only manage it, but manage it successfully and be successful. Because in any situation where there's growth, it can cover up a number of bad processes, and you know, you don't see the things that you really need to work on that can add 1%, 2% to your margin. So we worked with Artisan Roastery team, and really we feel like we played a crucial role in the transformation by making sure that they had the right solutions that they needed. And then we would speak to them about, you know, other businesses like them that had adopted some more of our solutions, and things like shift management, payroll processes, HR documentation management, policies. They were actually using paper and Google Sheets. And there's just risk in there, right? You know, a legal document gets stored somewhere, and it just makes the whole process a bit messy. So with the automation, in simple terms of moving from paper-based to being online and using a cloud payroll system, it saved them 1 day a month just in payroll processing. And, you know, for an SME that doesn't have resources and needs to be really sharp on where they spend their time, 1 day a month is actually quite a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
For people. So really happy to be able to do that for them. The makeup of their team, their staff, you know, lots of shift workers, sometimes students, part-time, and then sometimes full-time staff that are actually in the business all of the time. We have a mobile app, which we call Swag. And it means that the staff can actually clock in, clock out on the app. They can apply for leave. They can check their pay slips. And it's a good experience for the staff as well as the business. And there's so many, like, there's such a high volume of questions that come through to the HR team and to managers about how things work. How do I clock in? How do I check my leave? It's actually all housed in the app. And, you know, I think it's fair to say that anybody nowadays would be really familiar with using an app, and being able to use that in your employment is actually really powerful. So that was a big positive outcome for that business, and something that we're really proud of, that we could simplify it for them and give them the right training to go and execute.
Okay, Kevin, we need to take a short break here, my friend. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, you are listening to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business. From the headlines to the bottom line, we're delving into the Employment Hero 2024 SME Sentiments Report with Kevin Fitzgerald, the Managing Director for Asia at Employment Hero. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Build Fairer Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome back to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business, from the headlines to the bottom line, and we are delving into the Employment Hero 2024 SME Sentiments Report with Kevin Fitzgerald, the Managing Director for Asia at Employment Hero. Kevin, just to go back onto something you mentioned a little before, and we've heard about this many times, SMEs relying on old tech, shall we say, paper, in fact, and Google Sheets and things that need to be updated and upgraded, let's say. Now, and the report does mention a significant gap in access to tech, though, and innovation resources for some SMEs. What do you think are some of the more pressing barriers when it comes to digital adoption faced by Malaysian SMEs today, and how can they overcome some of these gaps?
I think the biggest gap, Richard, is always the first step, like and actually understanding how to get started.
Right.
And we do see a lot of, when we first have interactions with SMEs in Malaysia, there's a lot of unknowns, and that can be quite concerning for an SME who's actually trying to figure out, like, what is available, what is things that I don't know yet. And really for us, like, we want to be on a long-term journey with the SMEs, and the education and training is a big part of what we offer, because the change and the stress around change can be a big factor for the SMEs. And so we think that's a big part of it. That's part of the first step. The second is really understanding what initiatives are available by the government. We've seen Minister Stephen Sim come out recently and talk about the future, of HR and training and development of Malaysians, which I think is absolutely brilliant and well needed, because ultimately technology complements the capability of people, and people need the training and support and I guess the financial support as well for the SMEs to actually make that big, big first step. So we do see those as the two main things. As I said, there is a range of initiatives available and coming up by the sounds of it in Malaysia from lots of different government agencies. So I'd really encourage any SME to jump online, make that first Google search, what's available to me as a business owner to actually digitize certain parts of my business and take that forward. And I'd really urge any SME to assess a vendor on, what training can you offer me? It shouldn't just be about technology. Like, I need that help at the start, like on training. And we know that builds confidence and really engaging people and not just leaving them to it, like, is a big part of what we can offer.
I mean, we're even seeing, companies and GLCs like Telekom Malaysia, offering AI courses to upskill their staff members. And when you see something like that happening at that higher level, you know that there's like this groundswell of movement towards digitalization, towards modernization, towards getting out of the kind of technological pit that we've almost been in for quite some time, right?
Yeah, and it is a pit, and maybe that's how I see it. It's that big first step.
Yeah.
Like, how do you take that leap? And it's really powerful to see bigger businesses offering that type of course, because I'm sure there's bigger businesses that have offered different types of training that are not that forefront of technology. And what will happen is a groundswell. So the average knowledge, the capability will jump really quickly over the next 12 months. And that's an opportunity for SMEs, because there is a lot of free training out there available on technology. I don't think when you and I went through school, we could jump onto YouTube and learn something.
No.
But now you could,
There's
so many free courses, and it might not be a fully deep course on how to be an expert, but it could be enough to get you started into the first 3 or 6 months of your education.
And at least get you interested in starting, spark that idea of, what can I do after this? Okay. Yep. Now, obviously, you guys offer digital HR solutions. And how do you think these solutions specifically address some of the challenges that are faced by Malaysian SMEs in navigating that digital landscape as identified in the report?
Yeah, there's two areas. One is compliance. So, you know, no business wants to get payroll calculations or tax calculations or EPF calculations wrong. And the risk of actually getting it wrong when you're doing it on a spreadsheet is pretty high. So we take care of that compliance headache for payroll. The second part of the compliance headache that we resolve is the HR piece, like the legislation, the understanding, and how can an SME who I would never expect to be an expert in HR legislation, how can we actually help them with this? And we actually provide a library of policies localized for Malaysia. And the HR individual then becomes the driver of the business rather than somebody who is almost where you go when you're in trouble, like the principal's office, right? Yeah. And with the AI that's in our system, users and staff in the business and the bosses can actually go and type in questions about policies in Malaysia and understand, like, what is the next logical next step if I have an issue in the business, or I just need to find out more information about, like, HR policies in Malaysia. So that's definitely a headache I feel we solve for SME leaders who are very much focused on growing their business and not, as you know, up to speed on all the legislation.
And that legislation can be rapidly changing.
It changes by state as well. You know, and sometimes one state will move first and the next one follows, and we're able to do that in the technology. The other big part is performance. Like, how do you if you have a typical SME and you have, say, 50 staff, that's your biggest asset. Like, how do you actually ensure that the performance of that, like, those people is really positively impacting your business? And we see a lot of businesses now bringing in performance management and coaching and feedback. And, you know, in fairness, sometimes SMEs don't do this really well because they just don't know how to get started. So we actually give them the technology to set up the processes, to design the questions that make sense for their business and their people, and then start to actually put in frameworks around, well, how do you develop people? And what is it that really is the focus of the business? And is everybody clear on what they need to do? Like, if 50 people in the business are all doing slightly different things and not using technology, well, imagine a situation where 50 people log into Employment Hero and see their goals and they're racing for those goals every day.
We mentioned Stephen Sim a little bit, a couple of times already. Do you think then that the government and industry bodies are playing a significant enough role in facilitating this digital transformation of Malaysian SMEs?
I think it's taken a step change, actually. Like, I've been in Southeast Asia for almost 7 years now, and definitely in the last year, 18 months, I've seen that change coming. And I think now with Minister Sim in place and making positive changes and really being at the forefront of being specific around what needs to change and looking at the financial benefits that SMEs can have, but also how the government could financially help them, I think that is another good step change in the right direction. And I encourage SMEs to go and check it out, like, be really curious around what's available.
Okay, let's take one more question just before we go into a break. Now, obviously, the big topic of discussion, I'm sure you're sick of hearing it as well, is AI. You know, this is I want to say it's not even an emerging trend anymore. You know, we were speaking about it a couple of years ago. It's now at that point where it's top of mind and it's on almost every discussion we have on a daily basis. But other than that, do you see other emerging trends in digital tech that you might see as maybe potentially influencing competitiveness?
I think you're correct with AI. Like, I'd even say myself, like, I feel behind, you know, on where it's at. Like, and you know, when I speak to a typical SME, they're probably thinking, well, what does it mean and what's possible and what does it do? So I think it is a big trend. What I think will happen is actually more rather than a different trend is the spin-offs from AI and where people start to see opportunity that come out of the trend. And what I mean by that is for us who are, we obsess over HR payroll systems and what we can do, like being able to use AI tools inside the system and inside your business is a slight spin-off. Mm. And there's so many different types of AI.
That's
like
right.
I think that we'll start to see like different areas that change. For me, like, what does AI mean for me? It means efficiency. Like that's what it boils down to. And it's also brought me a lot of knowledge around how I could actually perform better in my role, but how I can help other people understand to perform better. But ultimately, it's about efficiency. And for SMEs, like, efficiency is the name of the game.
It's
they don't have teams of people to do things. You know, maybe the talent they hire is from a different pool and they struggle to compete with MNC. So they have to be obsessed with efficiency.
Kevin, let's just take a short break here. Folks, of course, you're listening to Enterprise Explores. It's the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines to the bottom line. We're talking about the Employment Hero 2024 SME Sentiments Report with Kevin Fitzgerald, who's the Managing Director for Asia at Employment Hero. I'm Rich Bradbury. We'll be right back after these messages. Do keep it here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
But films, man. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Welcome back to Enterprise Explores. We are talking about the findings of the Employment Hero 2024 SME Sentiments Report with Kevin Fitzgerald, the Managing Director for Asia at Employment Hero. We spoke a little bit just before the break about AI and its impact on efficiency. Now, of course, some SMEs, and not just SMEs, but even larger companies are seeing AI as something a little bit detrimental. In we hear this comment, they're going to take my jobs, they're going to do this. We know that that's not necessarily the case. But how do SMEs kind of use the leverage AI and stuff like automation without compromising the human-centric aspect of their business?
Yeah, it's been a long-standing fear whenever there's technology change.
Yes.
I can go back to the late 90s when I was working as an accountant. We were starting to use like different systems and packages, and the fear then was what's going to happen to my job. And like, that hasn't changed. And really, you know, individuals and SMEs have got a choice to make, and the choice that I pick every time is embrace it.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're the type of character who wants to develop themselves and ensure that you can have a strong career, like, over a long period, you have to embrace this stuff. And it can be easy to look at it and imagine a scenario where your job is at risk. But in reality, it's more likely that your job will change. Mm. And if you embrace it, you can be even better at your job. And if you take a typical SME who's maybe running a cafe, they're probably looking for somebody in the business to embrace it and actually help them.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's an opportunity that I would encourage people who are in the business to say, go and find what, you know, other businesses are using, or go online and look in different countries. You know, maybe there's countries that are a bit more progressed, and see, like, what is the tech stack that a typical cafe uses or a manufacturing plant, and like, explore. And you don't have to become an expert in it before you pitch it to your boss, but like, actually being able to have that conversation, say, hey, maybe this is something we should explore, and is it okay if I take this on as a mini project? That's where I think the opportunity is. And sadly, Richard, there will be people who don't do that, and their job could change. I don't think it would be impacted to the point where it disappears.
They'll be running at the back of the pack.
Yeah, like, that's where you start to become categorized, right? Like, and that's difficult for people, because then they feel they have to catch up. But a good mindset to have is you should always be playing catch up. You know, you should always have that level of curiosity to figure out, how can I improve myself? And then how can that improvement help like the career that I'm trying to build? But yeah, look, I think AI helps immensely. You know, like it, as I said before the break, it's efficiency. And if I can find efficiency in my role and someone can find efficiency, like that's a win for both parties.
When we go going back to the report, it shows 79% of SME leaders express confidence in their growth prospects. What would you identify as sectors or industries within Malaysia's SME landscape that you think are most poised for growth through digital innovation?
Yeah, it raised curiosity in me when I read the report. It wasn't actually industry specific. So we didn't see a large proportion of one industry saying they were confident and another saying not. So it was actually, I guess you could call it widespread or even across the industries that we surveyed. And that gave us, I guess, a lot of positivity ourselves, right? Like
right.
People are actually seeing green shoots and, you know, maybe it's because they have come through the last 3 to 5 years of harder economic times and saying, well, look, we survived. Like, you know, what is the opportunity ahead? And let's lift our heads up and look at the horizon and be confident about it.
I guess then my final question for you is, what will you be doing, having seen the report, to kind of help push more Malaysian SMEs into their digital empowerment journey?
Yeah, there's two things. One is like actually still staying close to our current customers to find out what is the longer term benefits and what are some of the newer areas that you're seeing benefits from using our platform, taking that information and then helping to explain that to people who haven't yet come on board with Employment Hero. And that layering on of that knowledge and education actually helps us then support and educate new SMEs who join up to Employment Hero to really make the most of the platform. So a little bit of like going back to basics and making sure that our customers who are living and breathing the platform every day can share with us over where they're seeing wins, because we build a platform and we have a very good view of how it should be used, but people who use it day in, day out, like they're the experts. So it's really that continuous cycle of learning from our current customers and sharing that with people who do wish to sign up.
Just before I let you go then, Kevin, and as an optional additional question, so to speak, were there any key findings that you personally want to highlight?
I just think in general the positivity. I got the report and I was like, oh wow, this is awesome. You know, like it's SMEs have been at the heart of everything that I've done for the last 20 years. So it's really important to me that they're feeling really good about business prospects, because it can be a very stressful and lonely situation to run an SME. It's kind of, you know, you could say heartwarming in some ways, right? Like that they're actually feeling good about the future. So that was the thing that I kept taking away from it every time I read it. And it's just great to see.
All right. Kevin Fitzgerald, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you.
All right. Have yourself a great weekend. Folks, I've been speaking with Kevin Fitzgerald, the Managing Director for Asia at Employment Hero. If you did miss any part of the conversation, you can catch the podcast on our website at bfm.my or go and download the BFM app. That's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. We're on Spotify as well. Just search for Enterprise Explorers, you'll find us. On behalf of myself and our producer, Keishan, and Kevin, of course, from Employment Hero, this has been Enterprise Explorers here on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.